Blog Talk Radio. All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. And we are live all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries, and to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Brazil, Canada, Europe, Russia, China, Italy, France, Mexico, Australia, Pakistan, Korea, Japan, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, Jerusalem, Virgin Isles, Puerto Rico, and the list goes on. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this, the man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention, the man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening, where there's a shift in Christian and people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Yes, again, we want to welcome all of you once again. And yes, at the top hour, in just a moment, friends, we will be joined by our Chief International Ambassador. And once again, please prepare your heart and mind to receive, once again, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. Praise the Lord. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, yes, we are live and we are being heard all over the world. And again, we want to thank all of you for joining the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. For those of you who like to participate in the live program, just simply dial into the live studio. The number is 646-595-2035, and you'll be able to participate as well. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to one of his assistants, and they will carry us until you hear his voice. At this time, I'm going to turn over to, I believe, Ambassador Hendricks. God bless you. It's in your hands now.
God bless you, too, Dr. Hagin. Amen. to everybody on the line. We're going to carry on until we hear from Chief Ambassador. Amen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm
here.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. You're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. Go ahead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I will go ahead and get the prayer report. Amen. Thank God. Amen. This is Ambassador Hendricks, 912 Georgia, and I'm here tonight, amen, for the prayer request. We're so grateful, amen, for our chief being on the line with us. We thank God for Dr. Hagen. Amen. So we're going to ask for our prayer request, but first we're going to put our chief on there.
Amen.
We're going to put Dr. Betty. Demetri and Raphael and all the grandchildren.
Yes,
God bless Chris. Anybody?
As long as you have Dr. Betty on there, I think she's healed, though. She was praying. I was praying for her back, and I asked her this morning how she felt, and she said it felt good.
Hallelujah.
I'm sure that she's always there. And my grandkids, and Pastor Bria, that God will continue to bless her, and all of Malia's growing up so, and a blessing. She spoke on the youth prayer line, I believe, last Thursday night, and she did wonderful. So thank you for keeping us on there. I want to thank, I don't know if she's on the line now, maybe I'll thank her in the morning again, Sister Charlotte Gray, amen, who encouraged us today. That was such an awesome lesson.
Amen.
Amen. Even Dr. Betty was really, really touched by that, and we thank her for it. All of you who keep us in your prayers, believe me, your prayers mean much to us. I mean much to us, and thank you for it in the name of Jesus. You know, I preached a message of step down in order to step up. Sometimes we have to step down in order to step up. Amen. God did some things and brought some things to my mind today, and we did them, obeyed him. And it was a step down in order to step up. We stepped up. Thank God for it in Jesus' name. So I want you also, I mentioned this, but I'm sincerely meaning this, keep me in your prayers. Amen. The Lord might bless me totally and do some things in my body that needs to be done. Amen. Just ask and pray for me. All right. Go ahead, Ambassador Hendricks.
Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request?
Ambassador Jolene Garnett, request some prayer for Amazing Grace. The best family, and from my friend Liz Hogan, and also my grandson Kendrick.
Amazing Grace, and who asked me to say Amazing Grace?
The Betts family, and Betts, the Betts family, Liz Hogan. And my grandson, Kendrick Bowman.
And this is who, then?
Kendrick.
But who? You are who?
Geraldine Garnett.
Oh, Sister Geraldine. All right.
Okay.
God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Garnett.
God bless you.
Do we have another prayer request?
Sister Lucille Unspoken.
Okay, Sister Lucia, we got that. Anyone else?
May I say something to the people on these prayer requests? Let me show y'all something. I learned something when I was in Texas. I was dealing with a lot of wealthy people around me who were helping my ministry. And one of the things I did, whenever they did one thing for me, I just rejoice so much. And I let them know that I was rejoicing. Amen. And every time I needed something, it wasn't no problem for me to get it. I'm telling you. And I don't mean this boastfully. Let me show you. When I had my 30th year celebration, I asked Dr. Evie Hill to be my special guest. I had a souvenir book that we worked. The back page in my souvenir book, I'm trying to remember, I think it was $5,000. And the first inside cover was $5,000. The center page was $10,000. I'm telling you, they took those pages. The back page, the center page, the inside front cover, and they were $5,000. I think the center page was $10,000. They took them. But every time they did one thing for me, I just went praising God. Take that to you and do a spiritual application to it. Anytime God does one thing for you, you ought to be praising him. And every time you need him and call him and do something, a miracle for you, you'll see what he does. He inhabits the praises of his people. Now, let me give you an example. If your child is messing up and you see some improvement, don't wait till the battle is over to praise him. Praise him right then for what you, the improvement that you see, and see what he does. Yeah. If you got something that's in stages, praise him on the first stage. Yeah. If you get being healed about something, praise him in the first stage. When you notice a little difference in your body, praise him for that. And see what happens. Amen. You got to learn to praise your way to a miracle. That means that you don't wait till you get everything completed to praise him. You wait to praise him. No. Praise your way through. Something, he does something in a smaller way for you. Praise him for the little small thing. I give you the testimony. And I do this, repeat these things to you because God does it. Look through the Bible. God in the Old Testament, New Testament, repeats things to you over and over again. Why? Because he wants you to get it in your spirit. And I do that. I got it from God. I keep telling y'all that I went to the mailbox. There was $1 in there. I start praising like it was $10,000. I mean, I shot it all around that post office. And the folks were looking at me crazy. I was trying not to look like I was crazy. But I was just praising God for that dollar. I prayed him like it was $10,000. It wasn't but about, I guess, a month, if that long. I just didn't put it down. But month, maybe 2 months at the most. I kept going back to my box, and 1 or 2 months later, guess what? There was a check in there for $10,000. But see, I praised him for the dollar like it was $10,000. And then God worked it out where he had $10,000 in there. Yeah. And it's been more than that many times. But I'm sharing with you what God did for us through that praise of $1. So what am I trying to get to you? If you praise him on a little bit he's done, a lot of times he's testing you to see if you really, really appreciate what he's done for you. Things, the only thing you praise him for, or can you praise him in the little minute things? And that's a test many times. He won't give you the big things if you can't praise him in the small things. So the one time when I went out there and played for a crowd of about 12 people, crowd that was 2,000, I was thinking, son, you've been faithful over a few things. I'm going to make you ruler over me. And he's done that. So, but I'm trying to give you the secret. You've got to learn to praise him when you don't have but a little bit. When there's nothing hardly going on, you got to learn to praise him. If you do that, watch God work. Amen. Praise him and watch God work. All right, go back. Amen. Let's get them. Let the Lord. Anybody else who has a prayer request? Come on, Dr. Hendricks.
Amen. Thank you, Chief. Amen. Anyone else have a prayer request?
I want to ask prayer. This is 314 Bastard Jones. I want to ask prayer for my family and for my sister and her husband, please.
All right. Sister and husband, anyone else? Amen.
All right.
Well, one more time. Does anyone else have a prayer request? Amen. All right, it's all right with you, Chief. I'll pray and then turn it over to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen. We thank God today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, as we come into your throne room today, oh, my God, we ask you, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, of anything that we said, we may have acted or did something that was not quite pleasing to you. We ask you tonight to forgive every one of us. Forgive all of us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we thank you for each and every one of these prayer requests tonight. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, oh, my God, hallelujah, our chief ambassador. We ask you, Lord, to touch him, oh, God, from the sole of his feet, the head, to the head down to his feet, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heal his body, Lord. Oh, God, you know what's going on in this man of God's body, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord, for complete healing in his body, complete rest in his body. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Oh, God, you know the vision that you gave him. We ask you, Lord, every desire that he have, you already know about it. We ask you to let this come to completion in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless amazing grace, Lord. Oh, God, continue, Lord, to complete it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Dr. Betty. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for this humble lady. Oh, my God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue, Lord. Give her desires of her heart, Lord. Oh, God, you know her desires, Lord. And whatever those desires, give it to her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for every prayer request in the mighty name of Jesus. You know all about it, Lord. Unspoken request. We don't know, but you know, Lord. Sister Lucy, touch her, Lord. Oh, God, in her body, Lord. Heal her. Oh, God, thank you for it, Lord. Her children, Lord, and God bless her children in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for Sister Geraldine Garnett. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Her family, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh,
thank you.
God. Thank you for your word. Your word says, by his stripes we are healed. So we give you praise. We give you honor.
You.
And we give you glory. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God. We thank you for the Jones family, Lord. Her sister and her husband, in the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation there, Lord, oh, God, you can fix it because you are a fixer. And you can do anything but fail. Tonight, we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give every prayer request up tonight, Lord. And, oh, God, don't forget about Dr. Bishop Hagin, Dr. Julie Hagin, the mother of the nation, and everybody on this blog line. We ask you to bless in a mighty way. Oh, God, come through these, every one of us. In Jesus' name, I pray. And I thank God. Amen, 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 amen. Back to you, Chief.
And, Father, as we continue this prayer, look on Ambassador Hendricks' report out tonight. Oh, God, help her in everything that she needs help in. Be a blessing to her. Oh, God, I pray that you give her heart's desire. She's done for many days on this prayer line, giving her herself, Lord, and her energies to pray for people and to help. Thank you.
Thank you.
She led 3 billion praises under you many nights that are going up. And God, please don't forget about her. Help her in every situation. And God, thank you for this prayer, this blog line, and for the prayer line in the morning. And thank you, Lord, for the confirmation from Sister Sarah Jordan Powell, who called me today. And that you laid it on her heart, God, that she would come and speak tomorrow morning. Amen. And we'll get our person from our prayer line here on next Thursday. Thank you for it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you for Sister Lily Garnett, who was so willing to fill in, Lord. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bless you in Jesus' name. God, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus for the glory of God that you would lift every heavy burden and lighten every heavy load. We say to you, Lord, forgive us for every sin of omission and commission, because there's so many things that we think that we are not guilty of, and yet we don't even know the things that we are doing that you really ask us to come to you about. And some things you have told us and you expect us to do, and Lord, we haven't gotten them done yet. Forgive us. And we're trying, and just give us grace and mercy. God, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost that brings these things to our mind. Oh, God, you said you would bring all things to our memory, and we thank you for it. I'm buying every devil that comes on this prayer line, every person just here just to find fault. In the name of you, hear my prayer, Lord. Anybody on this line just trying to pick it apart and find fault and show that they don't live it in the first place, because love hides a multitude of faults. Amen. Anybody here just to pick the prayer line apart? God, I'm asking, let the curse be reversed on them and let it not ever be reversed again. And I pray in Jesus' name that you told me that whatever we bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And I'm binding that spirit that tries to come against the prayer line, the youth prayer line, the blog line, or any type of ministry that we have. Even, Lord, as we do the Holy Ghost we have. And even as we do, God, some of the things on here that you have commanded, the praise reports and the prayer requests. Bind every devil that comes against it. And people who are writing mean letters, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, reveals that they are not really close to you, that they are in a backslidden stage because they can't see the glory of God being revealed. And if they were not backslidden, they could see it. But they're in the natural when you're moving in the spiritual. Thank you for it. My God, in the name of Jesus, yeah, thank you for hearing my prayer. I never asked you for anything that you didn't do. I am mindful that you told and said in your word, touch not your anointed and do your prophet no harm. Lord, Lord, I'm giving those things to you in the name of Jesus. And I'm praying for everything that is trying your people harm. God, don't let it happen. The resurrection, blood of Jesus. Every person who's caught up in the sin of righteousness, of self-righteousness, thinking that everybody else is wrong and they're right. God, show them in the name of Jesus what your anointing is really about. You have never been judgmental. You've always been a person who has always given grace and mercy, never given people what they rightfully deserve. And thank you for being a God who created not only good, but a God who created evil. Because if you hadn't created evil, the devil would have created it. And he would kill most of the people on this line 20, 30, and 40 years ago. Thank you for the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. Our Lord, look on these precious people who are not a jolly on this line. Every name that I call, you've always honored me. It's like you did the priest of Melchizedek. But every name I call, let a blessing fall on them. Geraldine Garnett, the Betts family, Amazing Grace, yeah, Liz Coben, grandson of Sister Lee Garnett Kendrick, the children of Lucille Angelo and her aunties, but mainly especially Sister Lucille, Sister Peterson, Lord, and Massada. And Master Renata Jones, her family, her sister, and her sister's husband. God, bless, bless, bless. As I'm just Remember some of these people who have been faithful to this life. God, look on not only Jolene Garnett, but look on Libby Garnett. And God, look on Thelma Rush in the name of Jesus. Bring these people back to my memory, Lord. Look on Sister Scott there in Chicago. And look on Ambassador Lynn Cullen, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And even Ambassador Lynn Scott. Yeah. Look on, all of our ambassadors. Look on Ambassador Gail Stitt in the name of Jesus. Look on Sister Joyce Long. And look on Karen Brown. And look on Ambassador Eleanor Pfeiffer. Look on the mother to the nation, God. Wherever she is, and Ambassador Gary, too, Lord. Help them, Ambassador Anita Fryerson, and Ambassador Julie Hagan, and Bishop Hagan, God. Ambassador, oh God, Ambassador Hendricks, and all these ambassadors elect and ambassadors, oh God, and look at me to make a way out of no way. Oh God, I just want to remember people who have made requests on this line. Look on Ambassador Hodges in the name of Jesus. And look on all these great people who have requested prayer. I can't forget about Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey, who has had my back so long and stands with me and by me. Never have deserted me. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. And even been blessed by our ministry. Thank you for it. Look on Sister Rosie Stokes and those that I prayed for last night, Bridget. And I do want to remember, Lord, the other daughter, I believe, Althea. Amen. And so many others who are asking, Alicia. Amen. The Ernestine Young's daughter. Oh, God. And Mary Brown, and, oh my God, Ernestine Riley, all these precious people, God bless them, help them, help them. Answer this request, Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus. Now there, a lady Guy, remember her country, Lord, she needs your help. Deborah Pryor, oh God, and Lord, remember Deacon Scaife and Amazing Grace, Lord. Help him, help him, help him, Lord, help his mind. Help everything he's doing. And look on Sister Renee. And God down there in Texas. And Sister Wazine Cobb. Oh, my God. All those precious people down there. And go everywhere, Lord, when you have your people, try to help all of your people. God, not try, but I know you will. You can do anything but fail. Oh, God. I have a deep jealousy on this prayer line. And that spirit of takeoverness, God, bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus meet it every time. Let the blood of Jesus meet it every time. Let the blood of Jesus meet it every time. We don't know what in our prayers and all. Some things we say, people don't even understand this. Because you have given us to move in the spirit realm. And people can't understand people who are in the spirit realm if they're in the natural. Oh, God, thank you for it. And, God, I pray for Dara, Dara Smith. Lord, help her. Help her, help her, help her, Lord.
Help her.
I bring ministry back to her in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, for Bria in the Marines. Bless her and help her. In Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, for Elder Owens and Sister Owens. Bless them and help them. Mother Digby, bless her and help her, Lord. Oh, I pray for even Dorisha and Janika in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know all about these things. Bless them and help them. In Jesus' name. I pray for my sister, Hedy Smith, and Edna Tyler. My sisters, bless them, Lord. Help them make a way out of no way. God, we're looking to you. God, we don't have no strength, no power other than you, Lord. You're the one forgive us these things that we ask in the name of Jesus. But I pray for Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Oh, God, so many things. And Sister Toons, Christy Johnson, and all these precious people. Look on our daughter, Lenitra, as my mind pulls you things. Thank you. Bless Lenitra, Lord. Oh, God. Bless Raphael in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you give us traveling grace. Amen. As we travel to Texas on tomorrow, please give us traveling grace. Let nothing happen to our family. Don't let us have any problems in the name of Jesus. And I certainly remember Sister Sheila Brown. Oh, my God. How she brought praise to the Lord and not ashamed of giving you praise. Thank you for it. Look on Mother Britt, been with us such a long time. And God, bless her, Lord. Even as we're going to celebrate her birthday on the 30th, and of course, we celebrate even in advance her birthday, even in advance Ambassador Gail Stiff's birthday on, I believe, the 21st. Amen. Thank you. And Lord, for Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Lord, we got to remember to celebrate her even on tomorrow. Amen. Because the 10th got by us, but we do remember her. Bless all these people. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in. Bless Mother Wilson, Lord. And bless Mother Woods, Lord. And bless Mother Duncan, Lord. I haven't heard from her in a long time. Let people get word to her. But we're so in love with her when we hear from her. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Look on Sean. He's come and made any requests. And then bring Mother Lonnie back to the prayer line. God, for me, little Lord, if you can't take it, you can't make it. I just told him that he should have been on, not only asking for the prayer, because we stuck with him on this prayer line. And then and I said to him, Lord, is that you should have come back and said thank you for the people who are praying for you. If you can't take things like that, you can't make it. Don't let the devil sift them as wheat in the name of Jesus. Don't let it do it. My little missionary Fryers and Mule Fryers, and on Ambassador Benita Fryers. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you for it. God, send workers out there in that Argentina area in the vineyard to help Sister Sheila take that area for Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we love you, we love you, we praise you, we love you, Lord. Oh, God. Look on Jason Guy, Lord, and Sean's friend. And look on Chase, Brother Chase, in Jesus' name. God, look on those who need good jobs, paying good money. Grant that in the name of Jesus. Grant good jobs and good money in the name of Jesus, we pray. We stop, Lord, so many others we pray for. Don't forget about Dr. Betty. And God, we just give you praise tonight and glorify you. I'm asking everybody on this line, if you don't have an affliction where you can't talk, if you don't have an affliction that keeps you from talking and keeps you from praising, when I start thanking the Lord here tonight, and Ambassador Hendricks, go ahead and take it over when I started. If you don't have an affliction that keeps you from talking, and God has been that, yes, that, good to you.
Thank you.
I'm asking you not to let the devil hinder you. And everybody, honor him, and raise your voices. I want to just have a contest. Who can praise him the greatest? Amen. Not who is the greatest in the kingdom. No. We ain't going there. But who can praise him the greatest? And I'm going to have to be in that number to have praise him the greatest. Come on, let's do it right now from every area code. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, L
Thank you, Jesus.
and we'll be able to do great and mighty wondrous things for your gift. Amen. Make sure, amen, you let us know who you are, because many times when we are using gifts like that to maybe renovate portions of our building, we may want to name it after you for the gift that renovates that area. Or if you're renovating the whole church, we'll certainly be mindful of you inside our church. And then there's certain areas like our amphitheater. That's a beautiful area. If you want to take on that task of renovating the amphitheater, and you send us $40,000, I think it's $47,000, we'll be able to renovate that amphitheater. If you want to help us with our sanctuary, yeah, with all the air and things and everything we need in the plumbing, and then we would need about $250,000 to renovate just the sanctuary the way it should be. We want to do things in an excellent way, second to none. Amen. That would be our sanctuary. But we want to certainly honor you in our building. Amen. For blessing us in a very special way. And we will never, never, never forget it. Amen. All right. God bless you. In the name of Jesus, we're going to go back to I got a feeling everything will be all right. And then I want you to know that we're going to do the Holy Ghost reading. We have it, man. I do that in honor of my mother. Amen. If you don't want to do it, that's fine with me. I'm going to do it in honor of our mother. Amen. Mother Johnson was a great soul. I can't forget her. Amen. If you want to forget other people, that's up to you. But I can't forget Mother Adelie Johnson. Amen. She would get up and go to shouting on her walker. Amen. Walk around the room on her walker. And she would move those legs and feet. She lived to be 95, almost 96. You ought to learn something from her. Amen. Move those legs and those feet. The Holy Ghost can rehab you better than any woman or any man who's trying to get you to rehab. Don't forget the Holy Ghost. I mean, take it to heart. If you do that, you may get healed in the overflow of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yeah, let him bless you. Let him move on you. I'm telling you, he can rehab you better than anything that you try to do. All right, God bless you. Everything going to be all right. Don't forget tomorrow morning, Sarah Jordan Powell. We'll get word to Ambassador Lily Garnett if she will let our guests come tomorrow. Amen. Y'all been taught at your church, guests first, and then we as members, then we'll go. So let the guests go first tomorrow, and then on next Thursday we'll do that with Ambassador Lily Garnett. God bless you. Somebody try to say something? Anybody got a praise report before we go tonight? Anybody got a praise report before we go? Right. God bless you. May you just be blessed in the Lord. Keep me in your prayers. Keep Dr. Betty in her prayers as we travel here to Texas. All right. God bless you. You ready for the Holy Ghost rehab now? Persecuted, knocked down. Shouting for the Lord. Come on, get up and shout in the name of Jesus. Give him glory.
Thank you. I'm not all I needed when I was like, what?